You are listening to KPFK, radio powered by the people, currently tuned in to Melting Pot here every Sunday from 4 until 6 p.m. And my name is Michael Barnes. I'll be one of the DJs who's going to be spinning over at Elevation, which is, once again, if you missed the little thing that was just on a moment ago, is going on this coming up Wednesday, May the 2nd at the Virgil, which used to be Lil Temple. Now it's called the Virgil, but it's at the same spot, 4519 Santa Monica Boulevard in Los Angeles, California. I'll be doing a set around 10 p.m. and still haven't figured out exactly what I'm going to play, but I'm thinking, especially since the Breakbeats and Rhymes crew are coming on after me, I might get some breakbeats, no rhymes, but certainly some breaks and some classic kind of samples from some soul stuff and funk stuff and maybe even some Latin soul stuff like this one from the Moon People. Happy Soul, the name of it. Perhaps you've heard it before. You certainly heard these drums in a couple of different places. So little bit of a taste of what you might get from me at Elevation on Wednesday, May the 2nd, coming up. Benefit for KPFK. Right now, listening to Melting Pot on KPFK 90.7 FM.
She's here, Mr. Johnson.
Okay, thank you very much. Granny, they're expecting you. You're a little late, so come right this way. Start right in, okay?
What?
Say it now.
Yes.
Say it now. Yes. Me and the Ohio Fed gonna tell you about a worm. He's the funkiest worm in the world. Okay, say it, fellas.
There's a worm in the ground, yes it is.
That's right.
He is 6 feet tall.
Masterpiece. Listen, I read Johnny Taylor and Tyrone Davis break.
Shara. Ei, Shara. Ei, Shara. Olha, essa é a história de um menino que tinha um amigo que voava e Jorge se chamava. Ninguém acreditava no menino que não voava quando ele dizia que tinha um amigo que falava, brincava e até voava. Todo mundo dele caçoava. Um dia Jorge soube de tudo e voou para toda a gente ver. O espanto foi geral. E o menino que não voava, feliz da vida, gritava: voa, Jorge! Voa, Jorge! Voa, Jorge! Voa, Jorge, voa! Voa, Jorge, voa! Voa, Jorge, 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 voa! Voa, Jorge, 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 voa! Voa bem alto, Jorge, e traz uma estrela pra mim. Uma estrela pra mim, Jorge, amigo meu, meu amigo Jorge, Jorge, amigo anjo, anjo, amigo Jorge, voa bem alto, Jorge, e traz uma estrela pra mim, voa bem alto, Jorge, e traz uma estrela pra mim, Jorge, amigo meu, meu amigo Jorge, Jorge.
Listening to KPFK Melting Pot here, 90.7 FM. Just heard music from Jorge Ben. Africa Brazil is the name of the record from 77 or 78, somewhere around there. A Historia de Jorge, the name of the song. And that's actually not a break or anything like that. There is a song on there I probably could have played to keep the breaks going in that particular set, but that melody had just been in my mind, so I wanted to play that one. Ahead of that, you heard BW Souls and the Breaktastic Marvin's Groove, 7-inch on the Round record label. Clarence Reed and Masterpiece, 7-inch on the Alston record label that should be very pleasing to fans of Jurassic Park. Or, excuse me, Jurassic 5. Jurassic Park 2, maybe. But Jurassic 5 here in L.A. Also, a big sample for L.A. people, Funky Worm. Sorry, I couldn't help but mess around with the pitch control on that one. Funky Worm, the 7-inch version, which has the little drum break at the beginning from the Ohio Players. And then the Moon People, Happy Soul, just Happy Soul, not Happy Soul with a twist, or the 3 or 4 other versions of that. Land of Love is the one that particular version of that song with those mean drums and horns from the Moon People comes from. I'm going to start this next set off with another group out of Brazil, this one called Unao Black. There are like 5 songs on here with black in the title. And this one is Jiracau Black from Unao Black, part of the Black Samba movement in Brazil, and very, very cool, funky stuff. Right here for you on Melting Pot at KPFK 90.7 FM.
get so far and turn back around, my mind will snap if not careful and heed the warnings from inside. Snap.
Yeah.
That was some interesting music from a group called the John Howard Abnor Involvement. Relaxation is the name of the song. I might have actually played that in the past, and if I do, I apologize. But I just trip out on that. I'm not a big fan of nepotism by any means, but every now and again there are some strange results out of it. Abnak Records was owned by John Howard Abnor's father, and that is the only way I can explain that he got the chance to make any music. Intro the Change, the name of the record. It's also some 7 inches that him and his involvement did, but nothing quite as groovy as Relaxation right there. You heard Jeremy Steig ahead of that from a collection put out in Germany on United Artists called Portrait, which features tracks from 3 or 4 of the records that he put out on both Solid State and Blue Note. And actually, I didn't mean to play that track. Nardis was the one that you heard. I meant to play a different track off of there. But nonetheless, I hope you enjoyed it. And start things off with Unai Black out of Brazil from a self-titled record from 77, I do believe. And Jericho Black, the name of the song from Unai Black in that set. Next week, we are having the Hero Awards, our second annual Hero Awards. You may remember last year we paid tribute to Billy Higgins. This year we're actually paying tribute to a number of people, including Gil Scott-Heron, who's kind of the main kind of hero that we're paying tribute to, and a number of special guests are going to be there. And we're also paying tribute, giving some special awards to Fernando Pullum and Pete Seeger and Charlie Hayden. And among the special guests who are going to be there celebrating Charlie Hayden and his work and his music will be a lot of his family members. Last week we played you a performance and interview from Josh Hayden in Spain. Josh will be there along with his band. All his sisters, the Hayden Triplets, will be there as well to perform, and the man should be there too, Charlie Hayden. Big admirer of his work and very, very looking forward to this. I hope you're looking forward to it as well. It is a benefit for KPFK, and so we do hope you'll attend over at Club Nokia on Sunday, May the 6th. We'll actually not be doing my show. Oliver Wang from Soulsides is going to be in here doing the show so that we can make sure, me and my wife, to attend the second annual Hero Awards. Musical tribute to Gil Scott-Heron, and also tributes and special awards given to Charlie Hayden, Fernando Pullum, and Pete Seeger. At Club Nokia next Sunday, May the 6th, there's a VIP reception at 5 o'clock, and the show actually kicks off at 7:30. All the proceeds go to KPFK. It's a major benefit. This is one of the big events that we do during the year as a benefit for the station. And so I know the tickets may seem like quite a lot, but all of that money goes back to KPFK, and that's a big thing to remember. And it's going to be a one-of-a-kind kind of night. Going to start this final set of the show today with some music from Charlie Hayden and Liberation Music Orchestra from their album Ballad of the Fallen, which, like its predecessor, features some music from or either connected to or inspired by the Spanish Civil War. This one in particular, a song from Catalunya, La Santa Espina is the name of it, from Charlie Hayden here on KPFK 90.7 FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM, Melting Pot. You just heard a song from Charlie Hayden's Liberation Music Orchestra. From the Ballad of the Fallen record, you more or less, it was La Santa Espina, which is a song, a Catalan song, but you also heard some shades of another song from Catalonia, Los Segadores, who starts off that record. It's kind of a mix of things at the end from Charlie Hayden and Liberation Music Orchestra. Charlie Hayden, one of several people we will be paying tribute to at the KPFK Hero Awards in tribute. Special award being presented to him and performances from Charlie Hayden and his family. In the background, actually, is a Joe Henderson record that Charlie Hayden was also playing bass on, called The Elements, along with Alice Coltrane, also featured on this record, and Michael Wyatt. Fernando Pullum's another musician and educator we'll be paying tribute to, and also Pete Seeger, all three of them getting awards, and then a big tribute to Gil Scott-Heron at our second annual Hero Awards, going on at Club Nokia at the LA Live Complex on Sunday, May the 6th, next week. And do keep in mind that all proceeds from this go to benefit KPFK and keep all these shows on the air. So we do hope you'll attend. If you're a fan of Gil Scott-Heron or Charlie Hayden, or you know the work of Fernando Pullum, or, of course, the work of Pete Seeger, we'll hope you'll attend and pay tribute to them all. I will be back with you in a couple weeks, hopefully broadcasting from a special location on Mother's Day. Next week, on Sunday, May 6th, I'm going to leave you in the more than capable hands of Oliver Wang of SoulSides.com. Folk Scene is up next. You guys take care until next time I see you, when I see you. Hopefully I'll see you at Elevation on Wednesday over at the Virgil. If not, I'll see you when I see you. Y'all take care.